Hello? If you can hear me, say something. Not a good joke. Hello and welcome to Press It
Now.
Today we're reviewing, not reviewing, we're watching the movie Source Code. We could review it, but we're not that great at doing that.
Stop that again?
No, right, let's keep going. Alright, so we'll start the movie.
Hang on, no, we should explain. Basic premise is, you listen to us at the same time as you watch the movie, and we talk simultaneously.
Over the movie, and you get our thoughts on the movie. Okay, so, about to press play.
You've got to do the same.
After three, two, one, when I say go, you press play. So, 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, we're rolling. Now.
We should see some mountains, which, spoiler alert, will be a logo for a company I can't remember what it's called. So not that spoiler.
It will be a logo, is what you're saying.
Summit, there you go.
Okay. So,
makes sense.
We'll sync up in a minute. We'll sync up in a minute. So, this,
I want to sync up immediately, though. Okay, now you're seeing bright lights, and it's the...
We should recommend that this isn't the first time you've seen Source Code. Recommend you've seen it once, because we are very distracting.
Yes, and we do spoil some of the movies.
Well, Nick especially.
Movie. Yeah, but it's required that you've seen it. If you're watching, listening to us talk over it for the first time, you're
Nick's
not...
angry. Nick's angry at you.
I'm furious. Anyway. So this is technically our third podcast that we've done. But we're not going to play the first one. We're not going to upload that to the internet. So, this will be the second one that you fans will hear. Norman.
Norman's, if you listen to the Spider-Man episode, for
you
that reference.
You understand that. We're not going to explain the jokes.
No, that's fine. Don't bother. I think we can reference them as Norman's now.
Yeah. They've known about it for long enough.
Yep.
Dedicated fans.
After that first podcast.
So, there's a train. Our main character will be on that train.
Like overly dramatic music for such a
train.
Mundane scene.
And we know that something's about to go down.
You've seen it, haven't you? I mean,
no.
Just to check.
No.
Are you following the rules of your own podcast?
It's a rom-com, isn't it?
Oh.
It's got a bit of romance.
Yeah, but it all goes horribly
the
wrong.
Steals the other guy's girlfriend, so...
Well, yeah, she
has steals his whole life.
No, that's not his girlfriend.
No, it's some other guy that he's...
It's just a friend. He's a friend. And suddenly he's like, oh, hey, babe.
No,
but
yeah,
then
he's
happy to just go around being called Sam.
Yeah, and just take over his life.
Yeah.
He doesn't have the same friends. And now it's going to be really awkward. He meets some new people.
Hey,
and they go, hey,
did you get
Sam,
that thing?
How's it going? Good. Good, you.
Yeah. Did you get that DVD I asked you to?
He won't.
It's the worst part of changing his life. There was a slightly awkward moment where he forgot to give his friend a DVD.
Well, no, he won't know where he lives. What will he do when he gets off the train? we are spoiling. Spoiling? yep, stick
with
that.
Yeah, no, stick with it.
We are spoiling a lot of...
Okay, so he's taking a nap on a train.
Yeah, we've jumped straight to the end of the movie as soon as the movie starts. Talking about the end. Let's talk about what's happening now.
He's just woken up on the train.
Yeah, he's had a little nap. Sean?
Scene.
We've got the subtitles on, so... Because the movie has to be almost silent.
Now, we also do IMDb and Wikipedia, just for a bit of
background. Yeah, we have that technology.
Why is it... Okay, Source Code, Collector of Computer Instructions...
Yeah, you haven't got the movie, that's just Source Code in general.
Sorry.
Do you guys want to learn about computer programming? You've got the right podcast.
I was just reading some fun basic programming, which you may be interested in. You can look that up in your own time. All right.
Well, at this point, he didn't know where his ticket was, but his...
He panicked. He thought he was going to get a $180 fine.
No, he's perplexed by a ticket.
Yeah, again, he's confused by the situation he's in.
Yeah, he's
confused
on an alien,
by basic
he's on an alien planet.
Such as conversation.
He's just on a train.
I imagine if you just tried that. I'm going to start doing that to people. If I fall asleep in an awkward situation, I'm going to start waking up and be like in the middle of class with a camera to my mouth, you're like, Where my name's not Cameron. My name's Captain Colton Stevens. I was in Afghanistan 2 days ago.
Oh my god. That would be funny. You should do that.
It only really works if they've seen, if they're a Press Now fan.
Yeah. Our teachers, I'm sure, at school will soon be. As will everyone else in the world.
That is one of the key performance indicators of this podcast, is world domination.
I think if we don't achieve
Hang on,
world
are we aiming to dominate?
Yeah.
How do we come into power with a free podcast?
We get everyone on our side, so they always listen to our opinions.
Just like,
and then we go, you know what's really fun? Killing your parents. And then everyone, all the listeners go, wow, that might be fun. And they try, and then
I don't know how
we dominate the world from everyone killing their parents.
I thought you'd go, you know what's going to be fun? Oh, voting for us in the upcoming election. No, alright. You went straight for mass murder. Fair enough. Not going to say who's your favourite listener, but if it's Nick, you're probably a homicidal maniac. Just keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Or is it like parenting, where they're not allowed to have favourites?
They love us both equally.
Yeah, that's what we ask. If you're a listener, you love us both equally.
The Normans.
The Normans
love each other and respect each other equally. We are all equals here.
The Norman code of conduct.
We should start calling each other Norman. What do you think, Norman?
I agree, Norman. Norman. You know what we could do?
What?
I'll put you in this situation, Nick.
Okay.
You wake up, you're on train, go.
Oh, where am I going?
He called me. I took your advice as well.
What are you doing?
I'm the gorgeous brown haired girl sitting across from you.
Oh,
sorry, I'll do my hair or something.
Oh, that's your line.
You wake up and I go. I took your advice.
Oh,
I'm gonna go to India.
Cool. I'd just be really awkward.
Hey, Sean,
I wouldn't acknowledge it.
Hey, Sean, why'd you get so awkward?
Yeah, just walk off, go into the bathroom like he's doing now.
I'll just turn down.
Yeah, probably best. If you can hear that train, then we apologise. It wasn't a real train, it was on the movie. Don't worry, don't get frightened.
We'll get off at next stop. You know, if this was us though, we would get off at the wrong stop.
Yeah.
We completely mess up the investigation. Oh no.
Oh, they've blown up. That's fun. That's not fun, actually, at all.
Hang on.
What?
Oh.
What?
It's a very abrupt scene change.
End of the movie.
Yeah, but it's a very abrupt scene change, isn't it?
What do you mean? You thought you'd seen this movie.
I have.
Then what do you mean? You know what's coming.
Yeah, no, it's just very... Yeah, that's good, I like that.
Yep, alright.
yep, alright, leave that there.
And so now he's in a place and he's like...
He looks to be in space or some sort of air base or something.
Spoiler alert, he's not in space.
Don't just purposefully spoil the movie. You're just giving away...
Keep them guessing a bit.
You don't have to outright state it. You've forgotten or something.
Right, what's some interesting facts that you've found on IMDb? That's IMDb for you. Regular
Could
people.
You quite liked this movie, didn't you?
No.
Good. That's why we chose to review
it. I thought it had major plot holes. I didn't like it that much.
Guess what IMDb ranked it?
7.4.
Ooh. 7.5.
Ooh, no biggie. From me. Guessing it almost there.
Cast? Jake Gyllenhaal. He's Donnie Darko.
Yeah.
For those of you wondering.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Well, it's pretty obvious. He's the same actor.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Good.
I
don't recognise anyone else from this movie, do you?
No. I don't know who that girl is.
I've never seen her or anything. Okay, now this is a bit of a strange thing. How can she video call him? How can she FaceTime him?
FaceTime is an iPhone application. For those of you who don't know. We have to explain, Cameron.
People have Google. I mean, they've downloaded this podcast. They know how to use the internet.
You know what we could do?
Unless are we handing that to them individually? Should we mail it out? Should we
email us your address and we'll send you a USB with the podcast on it.
If you can't use the internet, email us, is Nick's advice.
How do you get the podcast in the first place? If you want this podcast, email us and we'll send you this podcast.
Okay, so, no, okay, the scenario is you have to be at a friend's house and be like, hey, are you a Norman? Is the first question. Like, a what? A Norman, it's the latest thing. Everyone's a Norman. I reckon you'd be a Norman.
And then people Google.
And then everyone's like, oh.
People Google Norman. And we're like,
oh. Is that, no, that has to be the actual goal.
What, to be able to Google Norman?
And it has to be a phrase, though, not just Norman, because that could be, like, cause if you get N-O-R-M-A, it'll probably come up with Norman already, but what's the expression?
I don't know. Hey, Norman.
No, what's, like, Norman's United or something, or...
Oh, that's stupid.
Yeah, that's stupid. The fact of calling all of us is Norman, though. That's fine.
I don't know, just, hey, I'm Norman. How's it going?
Hey, I'm Norman. How's it going? Alright.
Yep. That's what you do to someone you've never met to see if they like your show. You go, yeah, this is Nick. Hey, I'm Norman. How's it going?
And if they respond with, sorry, are you Nick or Norman? Then they're wrong. Otherwise, they'll respond. What's the response? Like? Okay.
Hey, respond,
I'm Norman.
I'm also Norman.
I am going. I don't know. I was like, how are you going? I don't know what the response to that was. I'm going
how are you
good,
going?
I guess.
No,
no, no. Not I'm
how are you getting to the party? I'm getting there. How are you going? The correct response is not, I am going.
Alright, so I am... Oh, that's it. That's it. That's how you prove there's two Normans in a situation.
How are you going? I am going.
Yes, I am also Norman and I am going.
Alright, there you go. Get on that, listeners. Anyway, what I was going to say earlier was that, have you heard of the podcast Rooster Teeth Podcast?
I have heard of it, I haven't listened to any.
Well, what they do, probably shouldn't be advertising rival podcasts, but...
Oh, they're rivals now.
Are they our nemesis? Every podcast.
No, are they our nemesis?
Yeah, Rooster Teeth Podcasts are our nemesises.
Nemesis.
Yep.
Yep. And if any Normans are to come into contact with Rooster Teeth fans, you aren't
kill
to
them.
Attack? No, you aren't to attack.
You have to kill them.
Embrace them.
Hug them?
Yeah.
Get them on our side. They think we're friends.
Or no, we could just introduce them to our podcast. I mean,
No.
We can't share?
No, they're our enemies. They're our enemies.
They are the enemy.
Anyway, what they do in their podcast is they have like this thing called the link dump, where whenever they talk about something, on iTunes they have a little thing in the corner where what they're talking about, you can click that link and it sends you to a link on the internet of what you're talking about. So if we were to say, I really like Domino's Pizza... Then we'd have a little linking to Domino's Pizza, and people can order themselves some Domino's Pizza.
Would we get free pizza out of it?
No.
Don't advertise Domino's.
We're not just going to name random products. It's just in
case. That's what it seems like just then. Just, I like pizza. Oh, what sort of pizza, Nick? Domino's Pizza. Anyway, back to the movie.
Anyway, now he's going to the toilet.
Okay, so the basic concept of the movie... Oh, hang on, we'll wait for them to explain it, shall we?
People would have already seen it. There's a train going to blow up and he has to find out who's going to do it.
Okay, but how they've done it...
And he's dead! He's dead! anyway...
No, but how they've done it is they've reconstructed... They've got a part of the brain, the short-term memory of his brain.
Of one of the passengers who died on...
Of one of the passengers... That doesn't explain how he's able to walk around the train freely.
And interact with people who didn't talk to when this yes. event actually occurred.
He should be just watching it like a video, surely.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. He wouldn't be able to change what happened. Like, this was never in his memory.
That's kind of what they say is when she starts spilling... She spills coffee on him every time.
Yeah.
And she always starts the same, I took your advice.
Yeah, it starts out with like a sort of script, but then he changes it.
Yeah.
And that is kind of in the movie. He says, like, you created an alternate reality by doing this, but...
But that alternate reality was formed from the memory of...
The memory of this guy. So, yeah, like...
That's a major plot hole.
He's talking to people he never talked to when this actually happened.
Yeah,
so
and they have personalities
And yeah, how would he know what they sound like, or... Yeah.
It's not the best investigation.
Surely the guy who was reading
Especially when he gets off the train. Like, I get that maybe he'd mapped your environment or whatever and, like...
But yeah, he may have looked out the window to see what's happening.
No, no, but, like, he may have, like, walked around the train or whatever. But he can get off the train, go into the parking lot, he can go into the bathroom...
That may be a bit... I mean, he may have seen out the window, like, what it looks like. Because it would have picked up, like, everything the brain saw. He would have looked out the window, like, just a split second.
Yeah, the brain would have saw that. That's true. Would have saw that.
Yeah. But, yeah, there are some plot holes. I'm not a massive fan of this movie. So far, the two movies we've talked about, I haven't been a massive fan of, so...
But, no, that's why we can't do a movie that either of us, or especially Nick, likes, because he won't criticise it.
No, we talked about doing Back to the Future, which is my favourite movie. I think we talked about this last podcast, but...
That is a risk also. We don't have the best memories, so...
No.
Yeah.
If we end up having a conversation we've already had...
Email in and we'll apologise. We'll send an apologetic email back. Just like, I'm sorry, brother.
We're very sorry. Won't happen again.
Have a free podcast. Yes. We'll just mail another copy.
Of course, because we're mailing the USBs of the podcast. Forgot about that.
Or just mail them a transcript.
But they want a transcript? Is that... Transcript for the upcoming podcast, the script of the next podcast.
Well, when podcasts get big, like two podcasts I listen to are Tofop and Walking the Room. Both have quotes sites on Twitter.
Mm.
There's Tofop quotes and WTR quotes for particularly good moments. So that's a marker of a good podcast. So not saying we already want one. But we already want one.
We're getting very ahead of ourselves.
We are. We've had domination.
We've had one podcast down. And we've
Nick's
already...
killed his parents already. He's killed his parents in anticipation of the podcast going really well.
So this is the bomb. He's found the bomb. And I'm just going to leave it, he says.
No, he's looking for confirmation. He thinks it's a simulation. He's trying to contact...
Well, it is a simulation. A simulation.
But he can't contact... Because they still have to ask him the question. It's not like they can see a video feed of what he sees.
Oh, yeah, they have to ask him what happened afterwards. Yeah. But then it doesn't really explain
why. Like how they continually brush off what's happening. It's like, there's electrical fluid on the floor. And she's like, yep, what cards can you see here? 1, 3, 7...
Yeah.
She has it like 3 times. I do like that.
What?
He's like, oh yeah, I'm with train service, and he waves his wallet. But yeah, the guy's like, no, you're not.
I like to do
he
that.
He just goes to the bathroom. Oh, I like that. He was
sitting in a passenger seat, goes up to the bathroom, still in the same clothes.
No, I like he's in the seat. He's having a normal conversation. Wakes up, suddenly he's some sort of captain, goes to the bathroom, he's a train inspector, walks outside, he's a fireman.
Oh, God. Oh, no. The explosions, they get really graphic in this movie, don't they?
It's shock value, though, because it's so sudden. It's just going from regular situation, in which you come on the train and punch someone in the face, and then there's an explosion.
No, he's in a harness. I always thought it was in a crashed helicopter.
Plane
or something, yeah.
Well, that's what you meant to think.
Oh.
Well, no, I actually thought spaceship.
Spaceship?
I thought spaceship, yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Because everything starts freezing.
Oh, yeah.
It gets really cold. Yeah. This is where he's saying electronic fluid all over the floor. And he's just like, yeah, just don't worry about that. Tell me about what you saw in your little dream.
Well, how can he see stuff when he's outside of the...
Oh, that's just a projection of his brain. His brain's just making it. It's like a dream. His brain's just filling space.
Maybe that's why it looks like a plane, because didn't he die in a plane crash?
Helicopter crash, yes.
Yeah, so that's what...
But he didn't die. He's almost dead. Like,
almost dead, yeah.
And, like, some parts of his brain's dead, other parts are alive.
But this is what he almost saw when he died, when he almost died.
I guess so.
This is the last thing he saw. That's probably what his brain is projecting. I don't know. I'm not the director of the movie. Ask him. Or her. Email in to them.
Yeah, don't... Yeah, we don't want to know about that.
So.
Thank you.
Yeah, good. So now he's talking to the lady.
You see, the poster doesn't give away anything. See, make every second count. It looks and like it's him running from, some pictures chasing him.
The poster looks very much like it's Inception. I think that... Doesn't that remind you of Inception?
I mean, everything's going to remind you of Inception. You know what did remind you of Inception? Did you ever see that Twilight Werewolf Man movie? Taylor Lautner did that action movie. That looked like Inception. I mean, not that I'm a big fan of Taylor Lautner.
Oh, he did, didn't I? That look, werewolves?
Lautner? How do you spell Lautner?
I don't know. Lottery. Search Twilight and come up with a name. Why are we looking at this?
I'm not quite sure. That's a good point. That's a little bit of a side topic. We'll get back to the sexiest werewolf alive in a minute.
Yes.
We haven't really talked about the movie at all yet. We should really re-sync, shouldn't we?
Yeah.
We have no idea where we are. See, okay, now he's looking out the window.
And it's sunny.
It's not sunny.
What is it?
It's frosted.
It's blue.
Was blue it frosted? And frosted over. It's freezing cold.
Oh, I thought it was sunny. Never mind. Ignore me.
Everyone, for this podcast, please ignore Nick. This will now be a monologue.
Should we turn it down a bit?
No, if that's another way. If you're perfectly in sync, you shouldn't be able to tell. Perfectly.
So it's the listener's fault.
Look, I'm not saying it's the listener's fault, but some people are saying it's the listener's fault. Yeah.
Yeah.
There are Normans out there who would blame the listeners. and if you think, oh, you know what we should have?
What?
A running title of the highest profile Norman. So what? Like, okay, so if one of our friends emails in early, I guess they could be the highest profile Norman. But then, you know, if Barack Obama mails in, like, oh, I'm a massive Norman. You don't say I'm a fan, you say I'm a massive Norman.
Oh, no, you just say it on whatever medium is best for you. So Obama, he'd just say it on TV. I'm a massive Norman, everyone.
No, but and if we've got to find out who is the highest profile Norman. And
so
have that.
Far it's us.
So far, that'd be me and Nick at this stage.
Nick and I, but go on.
Except I guess that's true for any podcast we're about to release, as no one's actually hearing it real time. Unless someone's in the room.
Family downstairs. They may be normal.
Oh, yeah, because I don't think we could be the biggest fans.
No, so
I guess my brother who walked in last podcast and kind of half-heartedly said hi, I guess he, at this stage, is the biggest Norman.
So congratulations.
Lachlan.
Lachlan.
Thank
Paul.
You. Yep.
Cameron's brother.
Oh yeah, we didn't introduce ourselves at the start of this podcast.
Do we say our last names, or is that bad for the internet?
I'm sure the internet, we won't damage the internet by doing it.
We could.
The internet's health won't be at risk if we say our surnames.
Well, I gave your surname away, so.
Yeah, so I'm going to give yours away. Nick Bernie Berners Bernard.
Yep, that's it.
That's what he wants to be called.
Burnout. If
Burnout to friends. To Normans. Normans are friends.
No, I'm Nick. I'm not Burnout.
Oh, call him Burnout.
Anyway, there's a character.
Now, is he Mr. Dursley from
Who? What? No, probably not. Who was it? The train inspector.
Yeah,
guy?
was he Harry Potter's
probably
uncle?
Not. Probably not. I don't know. I didn't really get a good look at him, but I don't think so.
And we can't really go back. That is one of the limitations of this podcast. We can't edit and we can't go back.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you'll be thrown completely out of sync.
Oh, she's sitting next to him.
Yeah, they're playing he's playing a bit of a profiling game.
Right.
In which they just look around and go, who's trying to kill us? I don't like that bit where he goes up to the comedian and he's like, what are you, some sort of comedian? They're like, yeah, he's a comedian.
Oh.
That's right.
Why don't you like that?
It's just a bit corny.
Yeah, a bit. Do you think that girl is attractive? Oh!
That
looks a bit like Uncle Vernon.
Uncle Vernon, there we go.
Come on now. Anyway, do you think that girl is attractive?
Yeah. She's, very
good.
Good 90%,
then.
90%, more than 90% of female leads are going to be attractive. I don't know if you noticed.
Yeah, I have noticed. Anyway. So now there's a guy wearing glasses coming out of the toilet.
I like this. He stares at him and goes, uh-oh. There's a sweaty man coming out of the toilet. Better go investigate.
What's the girl thinking? Uh-oh.
They both look at him like, oh, God. Does he know where the bomb is at this stage?
Yeah, he found it already, remember?
Why wouldn't he just trial and error? Go back and try to,
I think he feels whenever it explodes, doesn't he? He feels pain.
Why wouldn't he just trial... No. Yeah, but it's going to blow up after X many minutes.
Cut every wire.
Yeah, one by one. Why not?
Yeah, you could do.
That's what I'd do.
Wouldn't make a very entertaining movie.
No, go back.
Bang. Alright, no, bang.
Him getting blown up 8 or 9 times.
I love from her perspective. He suddenly nods off.
And then he's insane.
Nods off, and then he wakes up and she starts to say, so he just gets up and runs to the bathroom.
Come back, because I'm a chicken inspector. Punches some dude in the face. Next time I have a nap, I'm doing that.
Punching some dude in the face, then claiming you're a chicken inspector.
It's like that's some sort of justification. It's alright, guys, I'm a ticket inspector.
Turn off your phones, please.
Why wouldn't you do something cooler, like, give me your phones? Because that's not...
I'm not thinking his goal is to steal.
Make heaps of money.
You see, now inside...
This is actually not that dissimilar to The Matrix.
Yeah, I'm creating a separate world.
There's fake reality which he doesn't know until he gets told.
Yeah.
And he can play out different scenarios each time.
But it's different in The Matrix. In The Matrix, they're all like, this isn't real, so stop treating it like it's real, come into the real
In this
world.
One, they won't tell
In this
him.
One, he... No, in this one, remember at the end, he's like, yeah, you've created a new reality. It's not real, but it's a
yeah,
reality,
that's,
so I'm going to
live
a
big
in
reveal
a while.
The, that's the big reveal at the end. But throughout the movie, you think, and about 3/4 of the way through the movie, they go, look, it's not real.
Yeah.
But everyone genuinely believes it's not real. So for that portion of the movie, it's not real.
Mm. Yeah, I guess. Anyway. So, apologies.
Yes. Sorry, Normans.
Sorry, Normans. You didn't have to hear that.
Also, if we have overseas Normans, I want to hear.
You want to hear them?
Yeah.
Send an audio clip of themselves.
Just going,
singing.
Saying the greeting.
What is this annoying? What's the greeting? Hi, I'm Norman. How's it going?
That's right. Yeah. I'm Norman. How's it going? Yes, I am also Norman. I am going.
I'm like, how's it going? Yes, I am Norman.
The most natural reaction. And do you have to just launch into that whenever you meet anyone new?
Yeah, just in this rare case, there may be a Norman.
Well, no, not rare case.
Oh,
well,
yeah,
you've killed your parents here, Nick. We've got to...
Yeah, this is Nick.
We're dedicated now.
This is Nick. He just killed his parents. Oh, another Norman, I see.
Press it.
Now.
Enterprises does not actually endorse...
Enterprises? Can we
see endorse
that
homicide. That's not a good practice to partake in. I mean, Nick has, but...
And this bit I thought was stupid.
What?
He ends up fighting on the rail tracks and doesn't get up.
Do they have a brawl?
They have a brawl and fall onto train tracks. And he doesn't get up and he just stays in the train tracks and
oh,
dies.
He lies there for like 30 seconds?
Yeah, or something like that. I think so. But then, yeah, then the train just drives over him and they die.
Both of them?
Yeah. No, I think he gets up.
And what happens to the girl?
The girl's not involved. She's on the platform. And she's watching them brawl.
No, but they both have to die in every scenario, don't they?
So they both have to die.
I thought so.
Does that mean then that there's this new reality where she's...
Oh, yeah, no, that's the thing. It creates a new reality every time.
So there's all these realities where... Well, actually, most of them are identical to the current reality. But this one... There's just this girl who's lost her best friend.
No, but it's not. But they're not identical because of all the repercussions of what he has actually done. Obviously.
Exactly. So now there is one. There's one reality where it's just this girl who has survived, but has just lost her friend because he got hit by a train.
It's true. And what does he do? He just says, "Show me your phone," or whatever.
Yeah.
This is a little bit insane.
I know. Yeah.
Are you crazy? But I don't think that would be the reaction of people.
Are you crazy? Yeah, sorry.
No, I don't think that'd be the reaction.
Yeah, it would. It'd be like, what the hell are you doing? Give me my stuff back. What's wrong with you? That's what I'd say.
Yeah, no, you'd be like, oh, sorry.
I'm like, can I have my bag back?
I'd love you started brawling. Fantastic to see.
Oh no, the plane.
You see, there goes the train. That blows up.
Falling, the train, the plane. It's not a plane. I might have a drink of water.
Yeah, but you see, he's now they're off the train, so he's gone over the 8 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. He's created a new reality. He says that after this, he goes, the girl survived.
It's not like he's knocked out.
He's just fallen over, and they're like, get up, come on. He can hear the train, but he's still like, oh, I've got a lot of time. Oh, there's a train here. I didn't hear that. God's sake. He's an idiot. Why they put him on the job?
Yeah, Jake Gyllenhaal, you idiot. He's so stupid, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh no, everything's broken.
Yeah, no, he's losing his reception and his environment's getting progressively worse. We should really try to resync, because we didn't even really do it properly last time.
No, we resynced. I just...
Sunk.
You just got hit. Yep, we sunk just then.
Press it. Now, okay, just sunk.
We'll resync. We'll sunk. We'll sync.
Red flashing light on screen now.
Red flashing light. No, not anymore.
And equipment is like powering
now
down.
Now going down, yeah. They're gone.
Okay.
Beeping.
Electronic panels. Alright.
The guy's looking, turned to the camera, he's tapping the screen. Okay, there you go.
What is that a thing? Touching a screen.
Yeah, I've never done
that. It's like
that,
the tapping of the dial in like a fuel gauge on a plane.
Yeah, when my computer freezes, I never tap.
Although
the
I did
screen.
Try that in the car the other day, I ran out of petrol, tapped it, got an extra tank. Just went all the way back up.
But yeah, is that something you ever do when something stops working, you tap the screen? I've never done that.
Oh, no, I do that, because my iPhone doesn't always unlock. It just,
But iPhone is a touchscreen, though, that makes sense. That wasn't a touchscreen. What, he was touching...
No!
He was touching a computer monitor. When my computer freezes, I don't start tapping the screen.
Once again, supporting the evidence that Jake Gyllenhaal is an idiot.
And now he's trying to open this.
I find it is pretty confronting when you first see his kind of gooey, mashed-up body.
Yeah, just a bit.
Now, he looks out and sees space, doesn't he?
Does he?
Is he inside a helicopter? Do we establish that? Or does it
yes.
look like an helicopter?
We thought we'd establish that, because that would have been the
oh,
last
thing. Oh,
and
it's his body temperature that's dropping.
So that's why,
in his environment, everything's like freezing. It's getting colder and colder.
Yeah. Alright.
So there's ice everywhere.
Now he's going to try to break the window. He probably won't be able to do it. Knowing Jake Gyllenhaal.
Weak Jake Gyllenhaal.
Gyllenhaal, is that his name?
No, I think it's Gyllenhaal. I've always said it Gyllenhaal.
Okay. I'll look it up on IMDb.
Sorry, Jake, that's not the name.
I'll look it up on IMDb, that's what it's for. Gyllenhaal, yeah. Gyllenhaal.
Hall?
Hall, or ha, there's two A's, it's really weird.
Does it end with an L though?
Yes.
I've been calling him a whore. Sorry, Jake.
Well, that's fair enough.
If he is Latino, you get the places
He's probably a better
the top Norman.
We've called him an idiot twice.
But he's the top Norman.
I'm not sure he would be a Norman.
That's true. Email him, Jake.
If you're a Norman.
Any Jake. Oh, no. They're
yeah,
on,
no, no, no. We've already got Norman. Email in. We can't have Jakes as well.
Yeah, sorry. It's all Norman.
I'm sure we'll get a lot more Jakes than Normans, but still.
Or do you lose your... Is it like Fight Club? You lose your original name once you become a part of it?
You just become Norman.
Yeah, like as soon as you're listening,
as soon as you start liking them, as soon as you subscribe to us on iTunes, then you have to change your name.
We're not on iTunes, are we?
We're going to be eventually.
That's the goal. Living the dream.
It's not difficult to get on iTunes. You seem to think it is. I'm pretty sure it's not.
Okay.
There are lots of podcasts on iTunes. Lots of terrible podcasts.
So that's what we aspire to be, the worst of iTunes.
Source code poster. Okay, tell you what, I'm going to look up the trivia on IMDb for this movie, see if we find anything entertaining.
What's the trivia? What's that?
Trivia.
Yeah,
I mean,
what is
what's trivia?
I mean, what is it?
I'm getting there, calm down.
But no, but like, is that a feature? What is...
On IMDb, you got the Did You Know section.
Oh, I didn't know!
let's have a look. The logo of Chicago Blackhawks, Chicago's hockey team, has a cameo in the movie, on the train.
Who?
fascinating.
Who does?
Chicago Blackhawks, Chicago's hockey team. Their logo has a cameo.
Oh, no, yeah, I saw that. Isn't this like the kid's bag?
Oh, is it? Is that a cameo? Isn't that just the logo is in the movie?
Why is that a thing?
I don't think a logo can have a cameo.
Why do they have ice all over his face and in his... Or maybe it's a really bad dandruff.
Like you said, this is his body temperature.
No, it's just really bad dandruff. It's like awful dandruff.
This movie doesn't have a lot of trivia.
Just realizing this wasn't the best movie to choose, as it's essentially the same scenario played out 5 times.
Yeah, we had the same discussion 5 times.
Go to the 15-minute mark, six-minute mark, and just replay that a few times.
Topher Grace was considered for the lead role. Let's find out who that is.
Topher Grace is from That 70s Show, I believe.
Is he? I never watched that show.
No, neither. I heard it off another podcast. I
never watched That 70s Show. Let's have a look. What's he been in? He's been in The Simpsons. Ooh, he played Venom in Spider-Man 3. Didn't like Spider-Man 3, so I think he's a bad actor.
That's fair enough.
What else has he been in? The Simpsons? I like The Simpsons.
Or is he just going prematurely grey? Maybe it's not ice.
Yeah, probably. And he hasn't been in anything else I've seen. So.
It is an interesting concept, this movie.
It's interesting, but I don't think they did it well.
No, you could have done so much more. This and In Time.
Oh,
that was
a fantastic
concept. I love that concept.
I was really excited to see that movie, and it just was so disappointing.
I know, but Justin Timberlake was such a good actor, too.
Yeah. Let's see what the IMDb rating for Just In Time, or Just In
Time? No.
It should be called Just In Time, because the main actor is Justin Timberlake.
Timberlake.
Just In Time, Blake. Anyway.
That's what the movie should be called. Just had Blake in brackets.
Ooh, 6.5, even less than this.
Yeah, okay, now, this is stupid. He goes and
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Back to the Jake Gyllenhaal's stupid theme.
Is it Gyllenhaal or Gyllenhaal?
I've been calling him whore, so I don't know.
Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
It should be Gyllenhaal.
Yes.
Anyway, what are you saying? What's stupid?
How he goes, he explains the concept of the source code in which... You can't save people because you're not actually changing anything.
Yeah.
You're just playing out a redundant timeline, which once you leave, it essentially ends because it never existed.
Yeah.
It's like an interactive video game, essentially. And then he's going back going, oh, I need to go back and save this person.
But they can't send him back to that reality. Oh, no, because because that person's dead.
Yeah, because she's already dead.
She's already dead.
In real life.
In IRL.
Yeah, but then, like, because they don't know it creates an alternate reality. He doesn't know.
No.
It's well, just no,
right now. Right now he thinks it is, though.
No, he doesn't.
Like, I saved her, I gotta save her, and they're like, no. So he's like, oh, okay, sorry.
I think it's a bit like, what's that movie where if you cheat death, it comes back and gets you?
Final Destination. Great movie.
It's a bit like Final Destination in that, because he only had 8 minutes, and once the train blew up, he fell on the tracks and got hit by a train. That was just incidental.
No, because that was his choice.
But Will...
There wasn't some freak accident, like in Final Destination, where a rock hits a fan and then knocks over a knife, which then falls on my face.
How many times have you fallen onto the train tracks, Nick?
I am proud to say, not once, so...
You say it's a freak occurrence.
Yeah, but I don't.
How many times have you brawled with passengers on the platform?
Yeah, exactly. This film is a science fiction techno thriller. What's a techno thriller?
See, coffee spilling. You see, no matter what happens, coffee always spills.
I know, and then after that, it's free for all.
I know. It seems to have 4 seconds of
forced.
Then he just gets all cocky. That is like,
He's like, I know everything's gonna happen.
Yeah,
look how smart
he's saying exactly what she's thinking right before she says it.
That's a bit creepy, isn't it? I wouldn't be impressed by that.
Wouldn't you?
No.
First 2 times, I'd be like, oh my god, I was about to say that. Oh my god, I was about to say that too.
And they'd be like, what's wrong? What's wrong with you? Why are you doing this? Techno thriller. Hybrid genre.
Yeah, see, now
genre.
But now he's enjoying himself, isn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, he still does only have 8 minutes. I don't know why he bothers with the ticket and stuff. Even that, like, 15 seconds spent having a conversation is...
A waste of time.
Complete waste of time.
Yeah.
Oh, I like this.
What?
Where he just starts exploring the train.
Yeah.
I just like to see the layout of the train. I'm a massive fan. Hopefully they'll have some other models, maybe a steam engine, like a cameo appearance.
He just like jumps onto another train. Anyway. Oh, Moonraker by Ian Fleming is a techno thriller. I seem to be the only one interested in finding out about techno thrillers.
No one else has any interest.
No. It's not a discussion we're both having, I'm just like, talking about it in my
life. I'm just enjoying the movie.
Whenever there's silence, I'll just talk about techno thrillers for a while.
Oh.
So, techno thrillers,
He's just going in and smashing any lock he sees at this stage.
Yeah, that's what I do.
How do you know where a gun was?
I think he assumed it would have been they would have had one in the security.
Got knocked out again.
Didn't the guy tell him? The guy before in the other place said, "There's a gun in the place. You should go get that." I don't know.
Yeah, this is exactly what she's doing. Her calm, conservative friend has suddenly got up
and tried to steal a gun.
What do you think of the fact that he actually looks different to the way he's portrayed?
What do you mean?
Like, he doesn't look like that.
No, she can't see that. Maybe he looked.
No, I know.
He looked in the mirror and...
So what do you think of his portrayal of that?
What do you mean?
Like, what do you think of that?
What do you want to think of that?
Like, don't you think it's weird that he's not actually looking like that? She's seeing someone else?
Well, I think... No.
Okay, moving on.
We're seeing it from his perspective. So this is what he imagines himself looking like, because he's looked like that his whole life.
A bit of slow-mo.
Yep.
Just to rethink, yeah, they're now getting blown up in slow motion.
That's always fun. That's how I like to go out.
Of any situation, just get blown up in slow motion. Alright, see you later.
You can only do it once.
It'd be a great exit. Yeah, see? He's like, yeah, I'm kind of dying here. Yeah, I'll get onto that soon. Anyway, do you remember what you saw in your little dream you just had?
Oh. This is an odd fact. Not odd. It's not that odd. Anyway. Hold on, just need to load the page. You keep talking for a bit.
Sorry. Now,
okay, talking? I'm back. Source code on Rotten Tomatoes has got a 91% fresh rating.
Is it?
Yeah. Surprise. That's a lot more than a lot of...
IMDb gave it 7.5.
But still, that's not bad.
Spider-Man got 84. Oh, that was fair, though. It might be a bit generous for Spider-Man.
Yeah, but source code 91%. Maybe we were wrong. Maybe it's a good movie.
Oh, it's very specific.
Oh, well, I still don't like
it. They need to find a very specific type of injury, don't they? So they can get it to work in the source code.
Oh, do they?
Would you prefer to be in the source code?
Living in the source code? No. We already had this discussion. He'd have to...
No, would you?
He'd have to return those DVDs to people he doesn't know.
Oh, that's right. What?
If I were to live in the source code...
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
I'd have to meet with these new people and demand DVDs off me.
A serial DVD thief.
I love it if this guy was actually a massive dick. And he's just taken over his life. And so everyone hates him.
Yeah, I'd love that too. That'd be the best.
Fine. So now he's drawing a napkin. Wonder that already happened.
No, but I'm saying, would you like to live in the actual program in which you only get the 8 minutes and the little conversations in between?
No. Why would I want that?
Yeah, neither.
I don't want that.
Would you like to get blown up every 8 minutes, Nick? No? Okay.
Live the rest of your life on a train.
In one scenario, which the person says the same thing every time.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure he could just get off the train and just not fight with someone.
But he could only have an 8 minute radius, which wouldn't be that far.
No, remember, the train blew up and then...
Oh, you got an extra, like, 20 seconds.
That was his fault we got hit by a train.
No, that doesn't really say that, no.
It doesn't really say that, but...
I think they actually say...
We don't know that.
No, I think they actually say you only get 8 minutes. You can't change that.
No, because we know for a fact now that we've seen the rest of the movie that it creates an alternate reality.
Yeah, no, I know that.
That was his own fault that he got hit by the train. If he didn't get hit by the train,
but if
he
don't, no, but he said I got off the train. They said, yeah, but you only got evidence. That's exactly what they say.
That's what they said, but they don't know that he can keep on living. That was an accident. That he got hit by the train.
And is it kind of a paradox at the end where he actually contacts the girl from the source code, like the girl running the program?
No, because that's
he says, "Oh, my name's Captain something or other."
No, because that's within the reality that this exists.
Yeah, but she...
Right now in this reality, that girl who he's talking to in the future, essentially, is at the police station or whatever.
She's at the station with him in a body thing, with him in his little capsule, and he says, I'm this guy, you know, and source code does work, you know, I was in the program, and then he basically says, we are now in an alternate reality as a result of letting me go back in, even though I hadn't actually run any tests yet. Because he actually stopped the train from blowing up.
It's a bit of a paradox, yeah. Oh, well. What are you going to do?
It's like thinking...
What are you going to do, Cameron? Come on.
I'm going to punch a guy at the station. That seems to be the solution for most things.
Let's have a look. I don't know what we're looking at, but let's have a look. I'm on IMDb, just scrolling up and down the front page.
I've confiscated the iPad, it's too distracting for Nick, clearly.
I'm talking, I've been talking this whole time while scrolling up and down the front page of Rotten Tomatoes. Rotten Tomatoes. I'm not American, I'm sorry everyone.
You should be sorry, you're not American. Finally Nick apologises. At least we don't confuse people.
Anyway, sorry.
At least our voices don't confuse people on the podcast.
Don't they?
Unless they're really stupid.
Anyway.
Unless Jake Gyllenhaal's listening.
Unless Jake Gyllenhaal joins us on the podcast, then everyone would sound stupid.
Do you think we could do this with guests?
I think we should invite Jake Gyllenhaal, so we both sound more intelligent by comparison.
I'm Jake. I like movies.
This is my movie.
That's me. Oh, wait.
Where is the sudden Jake Gyllenhaal hate come from?
Stupid Jake.
He doesn't do a bad portrayal.
He's quite a good actor.
He's a good actor.
Sorry,
yeah.
Jake.
Sorry, Jakey.
Bing. Look at that. He's the only guy using Bing.
I know. I love that.
Sorry, let me Bing that for you. Come on. I'm using the slowest search engine known to man. Come on.
I like his phone.
Is that a blatant ad for that phone?
Yeah, obviously. Otherwise, he'd be using an iPhone. Like,
or a normal phone.
Like normal
people,
yeah.
So I think that's the Google phone.
Oh, is it?
I don't think it is. Considering.
Yeah, they got... Google got the rights to use their phone, but they weren't fast enough. Microsoft took the search engine feature.
What's the worst product placement you've ever seen in a movie?
Minority Report.
Really?
There is a lot of product placement in that.
Such as?
I saw it last night. He's talking
about... Where they literally just have ads, like, playing
in the background. Yeah, exactly. And then, when he's talking on the phone to what's-his-face with the video call... You can see, it comes up on the big screen, it has a profile picture of Tom Cruise, and the phone, like, kind of in front of the camera, with just the corner of the phone, with Nokia on
it. Really?
Yeah.
The worst one?
And he gets into a Lexus car.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a lot.
Look, the car's not great, but the worst one...
And he walks into Gap.
Yep.
Yeah.
iRobot. Every car is an Audi. And it has the worst product placement for Converse, in which he just takes off his shoe. He opens his shoe and goes, 2004 classic Converse, thing of beauty.
Forgot about that.
Has so many full screenshots of it. Oh, look, she's being pixelated. That's where the people with pixelated heads live. On public transport. I thought they were only on the news.
Hey, what's this? Oh, this is memories.
Oh, this is him remembering his last moments.
Yeah. He was playing a bit of poker.
Yep, Nick enjoyed that joke more than most of you, I imagine. He could be entertaining himself.
Just bear with me, Norm.
Has he just realised he died?
I think so. Poor Jake Gyllenhaal.
Right.
I mean, a normal person probably would have realised that an hour ago. But...
yeah, there we go. Am I dead?
Ooh, silence.
And she doesn't have the authority to tell him.
No. Yeah, why can't
you
see
radio?
Her?
Did he Google his own name?
Oh, he
must
have done
in
the reality. And then it said, like, deceased.
Right, yeah. Died. He would have gone to the front page with the Marine killed in action.
Yeah. What? Why? How can he see her?
Yeah, that's what I said. That's what I said earlier. How can they FaceTime?
Yeah, I don't think I answered that.
No, you gave a little plug for Apple. Yeah, it doesn't make sense how they're webcamming into his brain.
Well, no, because she can't see him. Can she? She's.
But hang on, right, I guess because she is a real vision, and his is just linked into his brain. Like his existence. Doesn't exist
because he is still technically a little bit alive.
Yeah,
and
so
they can
feed a video into his brain, but they can't get an image of his dreams.
Yeah.
And this is essentially a dream.
Oh no, he's realised.
Have we seen the We haven't seen his body yet, have we?
No. Or the deformed.
The horribly mashed body.
Oh, now is things changing? The helicopter.
Is it?
Yeah, look, it's morphing around. See?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's a bit like The Matrix, where you can control your own reality if you're in it. I like The Matrix. In case you listen
to I do prefer The Matrix to this movie.
That's why we did a podcast to it.
Yeah.
And that would have been uploaded had Nick not fallen asleep halfway through.
Let's not bring that up. Might take a cheeky nap now.
No cheeky nap will be taken.
Okay, everyone. Okay.
If this podcast does
go
really badly,
yeah.
And we're really
we can
boring.
Have a nap at the end. See how it goes. If in half an hour we're not going well, we'll have a nap.
No, I was going to say, if this goes really badly, we could just make it like, that's our thing, like, it's a sleep
podcast.
That's how you sleep. You put it on, we will bore you to sleep.
No. I mean, I'm pretty sure there are better going to sleep podcasts on iTunes. We're probably not going to be the best at doing that.
We'll be the worst of both.
Yeah.
You know, listen to us on levels. The first level being a movie commentary. The second level being a really bad sleep podcast.
Take your pick.
Either way, we're going to be the worst podcast on iTunes. Yeah!
That's Cameron and I being happy.
If you could state each of our emotions after they occur, that'd be fantastic. What else is he in?
I don't know. I don't know if I've seen him before. So... there we go. There's a drip going on in your bathroom right now. Kind of irritating.
No, Nick, there's no drip. That's the hydraulic fluid on the floor. Don't worry about that. I like that I'm here with you.
What?
If this is the source code, we wind up in my living room watching the source code.
That's it. And the people on the monitor are like, come on, you need to go in the dream now. No.
Unfortunately,
moving.
We're going to throw you into a scenario. There's a plane crashing. You'll live the last 8 minutes. The movie's nearly finished.
It's not nearly finished, though, movie. Is it? Halfway through. Ooh, this is a really short movie.
I know, I told you, it's 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
That's another thing about Minority Report. It seemed like it had ended.
It seems like we should have just done one of Minority Report, to be honest.
Yeah. No, I just saw it last night. I've got a lot to talk about it. Tom Cruise is good.
He's just a great guy. I was watching Austin Powers and he was... Me and Nick like movies, okay?
Was Tom Cruise
That's
Austin Powers?
Yes, yeah, Goldmember. He does a cameo at the start.
Oh, does he?
As Austin Powers. It's like, and then it cuts, zooms
out.
It's like,
yeah.
Oh, we're making a movie about
That's funny. I like that. I like Austin Powers. You weren't a massive fan, were you?
That was pretty good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it too.
Good.
Yes.
Glad if you also enjoyed it, email in. You know the drill. God, we're going to get a lot of spam.
Oh, no, we won't.
We won't get any spam because we don't have any listeners.
Well, we'll get listeners from your brother, maybe.
I'll get my brother to email in. As the one and only Norman.
We got this email from a fan, Mr. Lachlan Hall.
No, no, we don't name fans, do we?
No.
Well, we name unless...
First name, not last name.
No, 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 only Norman. Norman's emailed in. Again? Well, who's this one from? This one's from Norman. We only have Norman. The top Norman.
Okay.
The biggest Norman. The most
famous Norman.
The biggest Norman. Yeah.
Just the tallest Norman.
Or the fattest Norman.
Like, email us your height and weight and we'll find who is the biggest.
On a BMI calculator.
Yep.
Which Norman has the greatest body mass index? I'm currently sitting at about 20.8. What are you sitting at?
Oh, no.
Well, you can do that in the meantime.
Okay, Normans. I'm going to work out Norman. My body mass index.
Live on air.
I could, actually. Should we do that?
Yeah.
I'm going to do that.
Do you know your height and weight?
I do. BMI calculator. Good on you, Google. I mean, oh, maybe I should use Bing.
Bing it. Absolutely, Bing it.
Alright, well, I'll delete that.
In spirit of the movie, we're going to Bing it. Oh, hang on. Bing is now the official search engine. Press it. Now.
Can we say that?
Oh, no, we're not sure sponsored.
I'm allowed to say that. Right.
We press it now endorses Bing. Can we say that?
We have already mocked it a lot. You did already call it the slowest web browser imaginable, which I think is a bit harsh. I don't think it's that bad. I think it's just less popular than Google.
We're using Bing now. All things on... Yeah, all things on press it.
Not very
now
up.
Shall now be Binged. Or Bung.
Do you want to change your search engine to Bing?
No. No one's ever clicked yes.
It's not, it's not very
well made for the iPad thing. Sorry. So, Microsoft, get your shit together.
Oh, we don't have to put an explicit rating on this podcast. Thank you, Nick.
Sorry, get your poo together. Anyway.
That's getting cut.
Height.
That was not a good section of our podcast.
Sorry. Are we not swearing?
I don't think we are.
We have already, so...
I know we did a lot in The Matrix.
Did we?
I think so. But well, that was an angry movie.
Okay.
Keanu's face, it just makes you angry.
Okay, no more swearing. Unless we have to. Like Microsoft.
Starting...
Now.
Now.
Good. Standard or metric? Metric. No, I know I'm better in feet. No, sorry.
No. You know, go in centimeters. Do you know your weight? Do you know your weight in pounds?
No, then but I don't know my height in centimeters.
Good. We're faced with a dilemma. Should we get back to the movie even?
No, don't worry. I work. No, we're still talking.
How did he get his phone?
His phone. That's not his phone. That's the guy's phone who is in his pocket. Okay. 35.
Now he's just going up to random people with a gun.
Milligrams. Pounds. There we go. Is 143 pounds. 400 would be a bit excessive, but no matter. Okay, I am. What am I? 5'10". Should we say that? Yep. All right. I'm 143 pounds. Calculate BMI. I don't know why we're doing this.
Oh, sorry. I was just watching the movie. He's just threatening random guys with a gun now. He's going, you know,
that's what
I'm
going to
kill you. He goes, I'm an IT engineer. I was just calling my wife. I'm going to redial it and then I'm going to kill you.
I'm the ticket inspector.
That's his go-to.
My BMI is 20.5. So...
Past 20.4, I think.
Are you? We'll find out. Maybe we're the same person.
That's our Fight Club moment, everyone. Me and Nick are actually the same person. Nick's just a schizophrenic. He's just doing two accent voices.
It'd be weird if I did the same voice. That would be really confusing.
How tall am I?
I don't know.
I'm going to put in cheeky 184 and see how we go.
Centimetres? It's feet. That's
my weight in kilograms. That's a bit personal.
You're 70.
Oh. Oh, podcast listeners.
I'm 71, thank you very much.
Are you? Oh, that's nice.
21, if my BMI.
Cameron and I go to the gym together, so we know our weights of each other. Now he's jumping.
Oh, God! He just leapt off the train platform, and that did not look realistic at all.
No. Kind of funny. That's the best. He just wakes up and dives off a train.
I love it from the friend's perspective more.
Yeah, I know.
Oh god, you're boring me so much. Must get off this train.
I've got to go. And she's like, what? And
looks what? Out the I'm the ticket inspector.
Looks out the window. He's just on the floor.
Jumping on solid concrete.
Oh god.
Once again, he's just
limping. I don't think that's happened before.
No, once again, he's still just investigating.
Yeah. He doesn't know if this guy is the bomber.
And also, he doesn't know if he can have more than 8 minutes.
Yeah.
So and that's particularly reinforced when he gets killed again. Once again, pretty much on the 8 minute
It's always
mark.
An accident, though. It's always an accident. That's the thing.
Yeah, but like that they imply that it's like a kind of...
Yeah, that's what the movie's doing, but... It's always an accident.
Is he once again holding his wallet and saying, I'm a ticket inspector? I am a ticket inspector.
Where is your ticket? I'm not on the train.
Oh. You just kill people because he's a ticket inspector.
He walks onto people on the street. Where's your ticket?
Did he paint that in the American flag?
He's patriotic, I don't know.
Americans
are weird, Cameron.
No, but... Sorry if you're an American, Norman.
But stop painting your bombs with an American flag.
I think it's ironic patriotism. It's God bless America and with a mask.
He's a hipster bomber, basically.
Yep, he just shaved off his curly mustache.
Now it's going to open and oh, he's going to blow. Oh no!
They just look like wrapped sandwiches in foil, don't they?
Maybe that's what they're. Maybe that's what they are.
Maybe it's just an Esky.
I don't know what an Esky is, so sorry.
You don't?
No.
That's probably why you said that. An Esky is a cooling device.
Right.
It's an insulative box in which you put things to keep them cold.
Like a
what? Sorry, I just thought I'd brought to add to that first. I didn't. In which you keep things cold.
Isn't it just a cooler?
An Esky. Yes. I think an Esky was the original cooler brand.
Oh. Also, it's like
calling... This is going in the link dump.
So it's like calling tissues Kleenex. That's just a brand. People just call them all clean. Yes. That's an American thing. Do they do that in Australia?
Well, like we call Band-Aids, like, sticky plasters. As, like, healing plasters that you put on a cut. You just call them a Band-Aid, which is a brand, yes.
And Blu-Tac, that's a brand.
Yeah, glue stick,
Glue stick, is it a brand?
Yes.
Glue stick.
GLU, I think.
Yeah, in England we call them Pritt sticks, which is a brand.
But that doesn't make any sense, because it's not a Pritt, is it?
Well, so those are the brands called, so we just call them Pritt
just
sticks.
Just the same, a Band-Aid doesn't actually assist in the performing of music at all, so it doesn't have to be that literal.
As well as, what else is there? We did this in English language class.
See, this is a classic villain monologue here, isn't it?
Yeah. I'd love to be a villain.
Oh, look at this. Look at this for a scene. Then he pulls out and suddenly they're face to face.
Exactly. See, this is how the reality still goes.
That's a little bit how me and Nick do FaceTime.
Because look, he's dead. The guy's dead, but the reality's still going.
No. Reality's still going. But then at the 8 minute mark, he stays alive for a little bit and then exactly at the 8 minute mark, once again, he dies.
Yeah, it's all a coincidence. Oh, he's not dead, yeah.
This is just like the ending scene of that one where he takes the drugs.
What?
That movie
where the guy takes
Limitless.
The drugs.
Limitless.
Yes, thank you.
The ending scene of Limitless where he has to drink the blood.
Oh, yeah.
So this podcast does require a lot of prior knowledge. An expansive
they're
movie.
They're all not expansive. They're all movies that came out in the last 3 years.
Spider-Man.
Movies that came out in this decade. Spider-Man is in this decade. No. Sorry. In this century.
Yep. It's alright, we can
That's 12 years!
We can reference movies anywhere within the century.
But that's not technically bad, that's 12 years.
What? At what point does it become technically bad?
It sounds big, but it's only 12 years.
At what point does it become technically bad?
Bad.
You just said it's not technically bad because it's 12 years. I wouldn't know if there's 27, 28, 29. Okay, 30, that's technically bad.
36.3 is technically bad. Yeah. Oh, you're a bad person. You referenced a movie 30 years ago. Oh.
Yeah. Granting. We've got the subtitles on, so... They just told us that Jake...
Would it be weirder if we did it like Silent Disco style, where we both had a pair of headphones, there was no actual noise, then we couldn't actually hear what each other was saying, we just talked about it. That's kind of an avant-garde... We'd do that for a weird movie, like, I don't know, some psychedelic...
I'm not sure how entertaining that would be. We'd just be talking over each other
the whole time. I'm not entirely sure how entertaining this is, to be honest.
I think it's thrilling, to be honest.
That's why you're the biggest fan. Oh, by the way, I get the technical. At the moment, I'm technically the biggest Norman. With a BMI of 21. That is why we did that, I believe.
Yep. If anyone has a higher BMI, email in. Don't be ashamed. We will laugh at you a bit, but come on.
We'll put you on the website as being
the biggest Norman. Send us a picture of you topless.
No.
Yeah.
Do not. That is highly inappropriate.
So you can just show how big.
Oh, no, Nick, no, this is not weird.
Sorry, don't send us naked pictures.
Cameron says you can't send us naked pictures. Sorry.
If that's what Cameron wants, then I guess we'll have to not
Sorry send for being him. Such a bore, Nick.
Anyway,
Yeah, now, yeah, now he's saying I don't want to get blown up every 8 minutes for the rest of my life.
And he's like, sorry, but you're going to have to do that. I know.
I guess he could just refuse to help. You gotta sit there and just like order a drink and drink it. I think it's blown up every 8 minutes. And they send him back in. And he goes back.
Thanks for clarifying what he's gonna do with the drink. And order a drink. And drink it.
I think we do need to clarify that because his behaviour is completely erratic. I'm a ticket inspector. Punches some guy in the face. Rather than the logical checks.
I'm a ticket inspector. Bang! Jump off the train.
Shoot some random guy.
He hasn't shot anyone, has he? He's threatened someone with a gun. Many times. Good old Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jiggly man. You see? Now just then.
Oh yeah, because they know that he's already found out who the guy is. No, that's what he's done. He's found out who the guy is and now they're able to stop him.
You never stopped him, yeah.
No, he's done his job. It's done.
And then they say, send me back in one more time.
Yeah.
See if I can save someone, and at 8 minutes, switch
and
me
they're
off.
All going like, "No, you cannot do that."
And he just tries to make it like the happiest time of everyone's life. And he goes there, he tells the comedian to start telling jokes, and he like kisses the girl, and he shoots the bomber. I'm not sure that happens.
It might happen. No, he handcuffs him, remember?
He better went in and shot him, and then he just goes like, "Hey, can you tell some jokes?"
Hey, come on, there's a bit of a bad vibe on the train right now.
Sorry to bring the mood down. I've just shot him.
So would you tell some jokes? Oh, hello, lady.
And then he starts flirting. And then the lady starts flirting. Say, are you married? How is that relationship going to work out?
Yeah.
Dating what is essentially a 1983 video game, which is just reading text. Oh, yeah, sorry, I'm dating the first ever rendition of Dungeons & Dragons.
Have some wine. Oh, crap, I've killed you.
Or I just like the idea of a romantic dinner is her smearing a spaghetti bolognese all over the computer. More cheese? Oh, God, it just melted onto your hard drive.
She's just...
Sorry.
I love this woman who's a very highly respected person in the field just goes completely mad and starts smearing spaghetti on her computer monitor.
Oh, the monitor. I was thinking the inside. She opens it up to feed him
in the disk drive.
For like 3 weeks.
Feeds crackers into the disk drive.
She's like pouring soup into her computer.
Oh. I
that suit. I wouldn't put it past her though, because she is dating stupid Jake Gyllenhaal, who thinks Bing is a good search engine. I rest my case.
What was I going to say?
I had soup for lunch.
That was it.
Anyway, what sort of soup was it, Nicholas?
It was carrot and something else. Turnip, I think.
Sounds awful.
No, it was alright. It was actually pretty nice. I had toast.
It's disgusting.
And I dipped the toast in it, and that was the entree. And then I had for main, I had beef. Steak, beef. With potatoes. Potatoes and bacon. So it was, and beans.
Don't email in what you had for dinner, listeners. I don't care. I'm sure you didn't care much about whether Nick had turnip or beef or whatever.
If, however, you would like to hear more, I'd be happy to send a bonus podcast.
Happy to... A spin-off podcast of what Nick's eating.
Yeah, today, listeners,
I'm eating porridge.
I mean, my parents were out, so I just made myself some noodles. They're alright. That's about it.
That's a bonus preview for all you listeners out there. Yeah, I do think just physically it's a bit of a barrier, being a bit of a mushed up ball who can't really communicate with anyone other than...
That woman. Yeah. Oh, no.
But she doesn't have the authority to do that, does she? She's going to lose her job doing that, isn't she?
Yeah.
He's like a millions and millions of dollars invested.
None of his family are in there. No, there's not like...
No, it's a Black Ops thing. It's like Black Ops, but it was sanctioned by the High Court, by the government. They did address that.
Oh, so his parents think that he's dead.
You know what? If this was like Siri, like, the voice translation wasn't actually that good. Like, did you say... Like, he'd be like, oh...
He'd hear us say, like, I like spaghetti because the source code.
Yeah, no, it'd be like, I'm going to go back and save her. And it's going to be like, sorry, did you want to save this document?
Wait, who's Siri? Is she Siri or is he?
No, it has the same translation.
He's Siri. I want to save her. Would you like to save the document, ma'am?
No, I like that he is Siri. Like, once he completes his source code mission, he becomes Siri. He just wants to listen to everyone talking and painstakingly type it out.
Where's the nearest cafe? Yeah. Only some few blocks down.
That's what... Jake Gyllenhaal is Siri. Oh, it's fantastic.
And now he's falling in love with this girl. Take me in one more time. I'm going to save everyone. No, I'm just going to talk to this girl.
You know what? We'll just do a quick test.
What? Are you talking to Siri?
What is the source code?
This might answer your question.
What? Oh, it's gone the...
It gave me, back to the...
the Wikipedia page that we saw at the beginning.
No. It's giving me a, it's a file format.
Oh, because it... Like, a source code is a program.
Thank you, Jake.
You are welcome.
It's Jake.
It's Jake. It's obviously Jake. Free phone.
There were lots of birds outside. I don't know if you podcast listeners heard that, but it was kind of weird. Anyway, now... there's the bomber. Oh. No, I'm the ticket inspector.
Oh, smooth. Oh, sorry, sir.
The ticket inspector. Can we take a please? What? I'm the ticket inspector!
Pulls a gun. Jumps out the window.
Oh, wait. I'm supposed to be saving everyone.
Sorry, I just got excited. I jumped out the window again. He has to keep reporting back. What happened? I got power hungry and shot two people on the train, then jumped out the window.
Does this guy want my ticket? You're the ticket inspector? Yeah.
I mean, it's a $180 fine. It's quite hefty, so I thought it was better just to risk my life jumping out of the plane. We are expecting it to fly in the latter stages of this movie. Yeah, that's what he's saying. He saved millions alive. He is a military weapon.
We can't let him die. He's gonna
save
more people.
And they do have the ability to just erase his memory and start from fresh. That's why they're like, oh, Captain, you've been working with us for 2 months. So why did they tell him that if they've been erasing his memory?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're a bit stupid. I think everyone in this movie is stupid. Jake Gyllenhaal.
Mainly Jake, though.
Mainly
Jake.
I think he infects other people with his stupid.
Jake Gyllenhaal is so stupid. He's infectious.
I never had any beef with Jake Gyllenhaal before this movie.
But yeah, same.
What?
You know, he's handcuffing the dude.
Yeah, he's gonna handcuff him to the thing and go like, you have been bombing people.
Naughty boy!
Time out. Stop bombing people.
Have a 10-minute timeout. Stop bombing people. Alright, 10 minutes is up. You promised to be good? Off you hop.
No more bombing.
See, this is where we see it.
What, his deformed body?
It's not deformed, it's just mashed up and his brain's like...
Yeah, I think that's deformed.
No, mashed.
Mashed.
I'm not having deformed potatoes for dinner, I'm having mashed potatoes.
I had diced potatoes for lunch.
Should have had deformed potatoes. Potatoes. That's a Lord of the Rings reference to anyone who likes the internet.
Or Lord of the Rings, I like Lord of the Rings.
How are we going to break the internet?
I can't remember, but we had some plan.
Sorry,
we forgot.
Sorry for breaking the internet.
Oh, I can't remember.
That's alright, just go to Bing. I mean, we broke Google, go to Bing.
Do you think Bing would allow you to search for Google?
No. It does. That's like the number one search on Yahoo and Bing is Google.
That's funny.
Yeah, it'd be really insulting. I like the idea they don't acknowledge it as a website.
Yeah.
Google? Sorry.
Never heard of it. Did you mean Bing? You're already here. Just hit the iPad, sorry. Hit it again, no biggie.
Yes, you're really tough.
I'm going hitting iPads.
That's how you'd beat up Jake when he's in the source code. Just punch your monitor. How do you like that, Jake?
Okay, I'm going to put the iPad away because I just opened up iMessage. I'm not sure what I'm doing. You take the iPad.
You don't have the responsibility. You see? And now she's all like, oh, but his heart patterns are so hot. She's talking to him, saying hello, Captain, but he can't actually hear her.
No.
And he's essentially in an Esky.
Yes.
Esky's getting a good mention this podcast, isn't it? Jake Gyllenhaal.
So Eskies are the official
contained
product.
In an Esky. I love that you put a subtle product placement of just like, oh, so cool, such stable core body temperature, must be the insulative powers of an Esky.
But he says that to him and goes, why am I so unbelievably cool? Well, you're in an Esky. Oh, of course.
Turns to the camera, winks, back to the movie.
He says that now, back to the movie. Oh, this I like this bit where he calls his father. That's quite touching.
As a random Sam, isn't he?
Yeah.
Which is the twist on that Hamish and Andy game, Random John. Hi, this is Random Sam.
For those of you who don't know, Hamish and Andy...
No, link dump.
Link dump, but we probably won't do that. I can't be bothered doing that.
I don't really have the technical knowledge or skills or even know what a link dump is.
No, so...
But it's a good way of deferring all issues of the podcast.
That's a Rooster Teeth thing anyway. You know, our Nemesis podcast, so we can't advertise
No,
that.
We're just going to make it better.
How do we make it better? I think they've got it as good as it can be.
Put links that we even don't talk about.
Just you may find interesting. Funny YouTube
so
videos
first off,
we found in our off time.
Yeah, so we're linking Band-Aid, Bing, and Yahoo.
And Esky. Esky.
And then...
Is Esky?
And Jake's IMDb. Stupid Jake. And then, after that, we just chuck in, you know, hey, this is a cute cat. You know? Here's something for you.
Charlie bit my finger.
Yep.
What was I going to say? Is Esky...
Oh, yeah, I can see
his brain.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, that is
that's
his brain.
That's so hot. That's what she's thinking.
Yeah, she's like, ooh.
Is Esky short for Eskimo? Is that where they got the name from?
No, but it's derived from the logo, I think, is an Eskimo.
Ooh.
I don't really have the know-how on Esky. I will get on. I'll get back to you on this one.
Yeah, find out for me. I'm sure the Normans are dying to know as well.
It sounds a little bit like Harold Hardrada Normans, you know, like Battle of Normandy.
Oh.
When someone talks about the Normans,
yeah,
you just automatically assume that it's the battle. That's how it ends. Rooster Teeth versus... Press it now. Is it Battle of Normandy?
The fans go to war.
The fans go to war. And, like, there's just a really self-conflicted fan who's, like, who likes both podcasts equally. He's just punching himself. left hand, right hand,
not,
left
not,
hand.
Not punching everyone, just hitting himself.
Stop liking that podcast. You stop liking that podcast.
Yep, that's it. That would be you, because you're actually a fan of Rooster Teeth. Or you...
I am.
No, you don't know.
No, not anymore.
As the leader, you can't be. Are we joint leaders, or are you, like, my psychic?
I'm leading all of us into Balgru. Kill them! And then I'll just call up Rooster Teeth and go, they're coming. Be prepared. I'm the inside guy on
yeah,
the Rooster
yeah,
Teeth.
Yeah, right, yeah.
But also leading my own army.
Leading the attack.
Can I ask why you
oh, now she's killed him. And he's all like, what? He's dead? She would be in so much trouble. She'd be, like, court-martialed for this.
Yeah.
Like, a massive military experiment. Potentially millions and millions of dollars of funding and research go into this.
Mm.
And he said that there probably won't be another suitable candidate for this technology.
Yeah. And she just goes and shuts him down.
And she goes, oh!
Because he had a hissy fit.
No, because he was, like, all flirty over text. And he... She poured soup
so
into his esky, and then suddenly...
he was all flirty, so
yeah.
She decided to kill him.
Maybe she's just a massive fan.
Yeah, probably.
Of your homicidal plot to world domination.
World domination via podcast.
Free podcast.
Free podcast,
come on,
obviously.
No one's going to pay.
Okay.
Oh, what if we're really
I'd
good at people
this.
Pay? Alright, you pay.
If you
want to
pay for this,
give
then,
me $5.
He's giving that guy money. That gives him money to tell jokes.
Yeah, it's like a massive money. Yeah, it's like, here, I have $700 that I keep on my person.
No, it's like $100.
Oh.
It did just say in
the That's vibe. So not the right vibe. If someone got up, anyone, any comedian got up and started telling jokes...
On a train, yeah, I wouldn't care. I'd have my... Most people have their iPods in.
Oh, no, because there's no audience, like, vibe. Like, a comedian comes out, tells his best joke, or second best joke first...
Yeah.
Gets the crowd right into it, starts with a big laugh. If one person's like, sorry, what was that? And then the one person's like, oh, yeah, it's kind of funny. And they go back to their newspaper and...
Yeah, he's like...
And he just starts, like, yeah, killing the crowd. Like, not literally, but...
Nah, probably literally.
Yeah, he's doing well.
Yeah.
Oh, and she's locked herself in.
Oh, no. Look at this.
People what if it was just a really romantic moment, which, like, she gets to the esky too, and they just start spooning. In the esky. That'd be weird. Yeah, the fact that Jake Gyllenhaal in an esky, that's fine.
But he's not really in an esky.
He is, though.
You've convinced yourself that he's in an esky.
Oh, I like it. Like, trying to, like, sprinkle the traits on an esky. Like, oh, and you can take him anywhere. Putting in the back of a four-wheel drive, and they're going camping, and bring up Jake, and he's still, like, frozen.
Oh, this is where the train's supposed to explode, but it's not going to. 25, 20.
Yeah, okay, no, they can see the countdown. They can
resyncing. They're looking at each other.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Well, they have been for a while.
Yeah,
so
that's not a
really...
great sync point.
Oh, well. Sync point, like the Titanic. Kiss! Done. Sync.
Okay, sunk. So sunk.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you see? And now she's disobeying orders.
Now she's going to kill him.
She'd be in a lot of trouble. She's definitely lost her job and probably
yeah.
ruined a lot of her life.
I know, just because...
Okay, now, he's been killed.
This guy who was essentially dead is just...
And now they're having to stand very still.
Do you think that's what happened?
Yep, that's exactly what's happened. That shot is done by everyone standing very still, I reckon. And that is shot in fast... is shot in high frames per second and slowed down a lot. So any tiny movements are...
I don't know. I don't think so.
What do you mean? How else? They're not 3D models. They're real people.
Yeah. I don't know. We had this discussion last time. You thought every time Peter Parker was wearing the Spider-Man suit, it was CG.
No, they heard this on the last one. We don't need to rehash that.
Still mad about that, though.
I know.
Stupid. There was his mashed up body, you just saw it.
Did we?
Yeah.
Did he have, like, no legs?
No legs, and half a torso.
How am I supposed to breathe in no legs?
Stop singing.
Sorry.
This is not a music podcast.
I don't know if it's a song either.
And I'm on the throne. Oh, and now he's back alive. And he's like, yay, it worked.
I'd still be a little bit paranoid. Or then, you could watch this as a double feature with Final Destination.
Could you?
Yeah, just pretend he's one of the characters in that. Just have a bit of fun with it. I like to just pretend the characters are different people. For example, when Darth Vader was in Lord of the Rings, that was fantastic.
Oh my god. Yeah, and so now he's in this new world, which is exactly the same as...
As Sam. The
previous one.
Sean. Sorry, I'm still thinking Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, now he's just stolen...
But he's undergone
this guy's life.
But he... No, not even that. He's undergone what must have been a massive personality shift.
I know. And these people, because they were good friends before...
Okay, if you move to switch bodies right now, how would that go?
Yeah, I know.
Especially if I didn't know... 3, 2, 1. Especially if I didn't know...
We didn't know each other. We didn't know at all what our life was like. These two people probably have a bit of a backstory together.
I know.
What if she says, hey, remember that time we went skiing? And he'd be like... No.
Remember that time you had my DVD? No. Alright.
The guy's taking over is just a really generous, he's a really selfish person. He's taking everyone's DVD.
That's his biggest problem with adopting the new life. Anyway, they've been flashing to this. It's kind of like a forward reference, all movie. Every time he wakes up from the source code, he sees that this. Ball.
Yeah.
Is that a real thing, you reckon? Or is that...
Yes, it is a real... It's a landmark.
Oh.
Oh, God. Okay, never mind.
But how do they shoot that?
I mean, how they shoot that as a mirror.
Yes, but where's the cameraman?
They can cut out that in post.
That's true. That is true.
You're forgetting that this isn't filmed on an iPhone. They do have decent editing
technology.
Or this
isn't live.
No.
Good morning, Captain Joe. We're not at all angry at you for... Like, as if she'd be going to... She'd be arrested.
Yeah.
She'd be in a prison cell somewhere.
Would she be arrested or just fired?
See, he just texted her with a little riddle.
No, this isn't his reality, the new reality.
Yeah, I know, but he texted her with the Jack of Hearts, Queen of Diamonds, Lily wore a cloak. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why she knows.
Because she hasn't killed him. In this reality, so that's why she's come back to work and she's not arrested.
Yeah.
This is the new reality where she hasn't killed him.
Oh, and the train didn't...
Because the train didn't blow up, so they didn't need him.
Oh, so he just texted her the sequence and saying this technology works.
Yeah. Because I've just come from a previous reality.
Which would probably do her mind. If you just got a text saying... Say the
I think it was spam, to be honest. If someone takes me off from a different reality, yeah, alright, mate.
No, not even. I just texted you. Lily had a cloak. There were 4 jacks. 3 clubs. 2 diamonds. The first colour I saw was red. think you got a wrong number. Why is that a thing in every futuristic movie?
Is this futuristic, or is this today?
No, it's modern, it's near future.
Near future. It is, in Minority Report, they have that just glass...
Transparent keypads and screens.
Is that going to really be useful?
Avatar, they had that.
How useful is that going to be?
Well, that's not...
If it was a really sunny day, you're going to get lots of glare, you won't be able to see what you're doing.
Also, no privacy, everyone can see exactly what you're looking at.
Yeah, from behind, Stupid. Stupid technology.
Well, no, it's real technology, too. They've just released a laptop.
Sorry,
we just missed the end of the movie.
Nah, that's alright. What I like in Minority Report is how they have essentially replacement for CDs. They have this great technology, but they still carry around little slats of glass that they use as, like, DVDs, essentially.
That wasn't that.
He's sitting at home playing his home movies.
Sorry? What's wrong with that?
Because, most things have been digitalized. You don't buy a digital camera now which has, like, videotape. It's all digital. And you just copy all the movie files onto a computer.
I feel as if this podcast, you could actually watch it to Minority Report. It'd be probably as relevant as it was to the movie we just watched.
Yeah, Minority Report's a good movie. This is okay.
Watch Minority Report, that's what I'm going to say.
Yep, use Beam, watch Minority Report, and remember the Norman greeting, as always.
And don't be as stupid as Jake Gyllenhaal.
Don't be as stupid as Jake Gyllenhaal. I'm Cameron Hall.
And I'm Nick Bernard. Signing out. No, we're going to end it properly. You've been listening to Press It.
Now.
Bye.
Bye.